Yes, you're in the breaking set.
Why do you do that?
Everything said.
Ignore.
All the answers.
Colleagues, I think I was under the impression that we don't have outstanding minutes. We were on track, but I'm told there are outstanding minutes that we were supposed to dispose of in our previous meeting. Due to time constraints, we couldn't dispose of those minutes. Can we then be guided by Ariko in terms of the set of minutes that we have to deal with, follow the dates of the meeting, that sequence until we finish them?
The first set of minutes is that of Tuesday, the 16th February, 2010, Chair.
I take it that this was circulated to members in advance, and members were able to go through the minutes. And therefore, I'll go page to page for you to confirm. Page 1.
That's correct.
Thank you.
That's correct. The 2010 is written to 2009. It's a separate chart.
Thank you, Member Ntuli. Very, very observant. This is one of the, it can be confusing, especially to the people who will come after us. Can we make sure that we change that 2009 to 2010? Page 1. Member Lyon.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I think, and apologies, the Honorable Olomisa is having a standing apology. Let me just indicate it.
Yeah. I don't remember him attending the committee meeting. He's always apologizing, sometimes saying he's overseas while he's around here. So I think even his staff or secretary doesn't know what to say anymore. So he keeps on sending the same apology, unless Ariko apologizes on his behalf and uses the previous one. Apologies. Thank you. We'll note that. Page 2. Member Mabasa, page 2.
Yeah, it's not a major correction, it's just a typo on the opening remarks paragraph, the third line from the bottom, just to make the off a small off.
The fourth quarter of 2009.
Then, can you correct that off to small letter off? That's the first paragraph, line number 1, 2, 3, 4. Before 2009, is that off, page 2? Remember, so this is? I'm still in the Monday blue. Page 2, satisfied? Page 3? Page 4? Oh, I was just checking your attention. Okay. We said we must attach the attendance register to every set of minutes, to every minute. Are you on page 4? Page 3, I mean, sorry.
Yes, sir. Under adjournment, it says the chairperson adjourned the meeting at 10:20 until blah, blah, blah date. Can we put a full stop and then say the next meeting?
Okay, we must separate between the adjournment and the date of the next meeting. Ariko, I think for me to sign this, we have to have original letterhead so that I'm able to sign it. And remember what we agreed on, that we attach in every the attendance register so that we can track our as to who was there and who was not. Thank you. That concludes the first minutes of the 16th of February.
The second set of minutes is that of Tuesday, 23 February, 2010.
Thank you, Ariko. You were not in the National Assembly. You were in the Select Committee in 2009. So you're resisting change. We have moved on. You're still in the cope. Are you in cope or with us?
I think I'm coping now.
Cope people are not here. They are gone. They are not coping, right? So that was on a lighter note. I hope it's not recorded. You must erase that, Ariko, please. I don't want to be quoted very soon. Page 1, we're noting the year change from 2009 to 2010. And thank you, really, for that. I think also the October 1 and November 1.
Oh,
2009 is fine, eh? Okay. Oh, yes. Yes, it's still not come. Okay, we're still coming to that. Any changes on the attendance? It cannot be two people adopting the minutes. I think you must change that also. They move and second each other for the confirmation of the minutes. Oh. Okay, page 2. Babe Mabasa.
Just a small word, Comrade Chair. The first bullet under matters arising, to make it in the past tense. To be recent. The committee agreed that the information be resent to the members.
I can see that, but what confuses me, Ariko, is the first sentence. Which issues to be followed up? You know, if you were not in that meeting, you wouldn't know. It's important that you become clear what Ms. Line has inquired around. It looks like this were matters arising for Ms. Line. You must be consistent, because in other manners you don't write, you don't refer to, you don't individualize issues, but in others you do. Let's be consistent on how you write minutes. If you mention people's names, do it, you know, across. Huh? He's from the Western Cape. He's not from the Northern Cape. Unless you're saying... Oh, now we provincialize. It's fine. I thought we are one country. Okay. I think it's the same with Mr. Sophie. Let there be consistency. The principle is consistency. If we mention what people said, let's do it, you know, across. If we just raise issues, let's do it across, so that we are consistent. It shouldn't depend on the mood, on Ariko's mood. Okay. I'm waiting for a mover, if we agree. Ma'am Lai?
I don't know why they no longer.
I don't know, she came to put in the thing this morning, so I don't know whether maybe that has some effect on it.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think on the second page, consideration of oversight report. Like you mentioned, that if I was not part of that meeting, I won't know what transpired in that meeting. So I think the secretary must be clear on what the issues were that was raised there for amendment. Thank you.
Thanks, Member Lyon. I think that is crucial, Ariko, because next time somebody will dispute what was said, and we won't have any record to refer to in terms of what were the corrections. If you can correct that and bring back those minutes because we can't say we adopt with amendments that we do not know. So we will refer back the minutes to you, so that you put all those issues. You have the tape, you must listen to them. Can we then pass the minutes to the next one, which is of the 9th of March? Oh, you wanted to say something?
No. I just want to check, Comrade Chair, if we are not unduly punishing ourselves. I'm just checking the part of adopting with amendments. I'm wondering if I'm not thinking. I will think that adopting with amendments in this instance will cover us as well, as long as you will sign, so that it then remains between you and Ariko. But the committee as a whole has already adopted and with amendments. So that what remains is a technical issue. I'm just checking if I'm not interpreting it correctly.
Thanks, Mabasa, but I think that will only rely on Chairperson's memory and individualizing the minutes. Because I thought if there were, you know, the issue that was raised by Member Lyon is very, very crucial. Because if we say we adopted with amendments, it's unlike if there were issues and we're dealing with them, we're amending those issues. Here there are no issues. So that's the difference. If they were here and we were, you know, disputing or whatever, it was something else. But here there's nothing that we can say because there's nothing to consider here. Yes. That's why I'm saying we must just refer them back to the secretary so that he comes back with them next, so that you can then discuss them. Are you satisfied with that?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. The next minute.
The next set of minutes is that of Tuesday, 9 March.
Thanks, Ariko. Can we deal with page 1 of the minutes of the 9th of March? Page 2, is it on page 1, Ventuli?
Yeah, on page 1, Chairperson, I just want to check Honorable Member Khwele. He's not appearing on the absentee, not appearing anywhere, and he's the member. So just to check whether. Because it means that he does not belong to the committee. Not present, not in the apology, not absent.
Thank you. Thanks, Baventuli. And he's a full member. He's an alternate.
Okay.
Yeah, but what happened to him? Was he part of the meeting? Was he not?
No,
he wasn't.
No.
Okay. So I think you must. He apologized. That must be Julie.
Oh,
if he's an alternate, then I think the issue of apology is something else.
Yeah.
Okay. Second, I think the second page. The second page. Silence means consent. The third page. I take it Ariko just took this from the briefing. Yes. Page 4. I think that's where we can interact better. Babeshi Tangoma.
On page 4, Comrade Chair, under the findings, bullet 2, the last sentence, just the spelling of charges, bank charges.
Bank charges. You say on page on bullet 4, bullet number 2 on top. Under findings, ne? Yes, I can see that. Yeah. Bank charges. Okay. Are these findings or are these discussions? Do you make findings on the briefing or presentation? About the slung one. About school.
Thank you, Chair. I think that because this was a briefing, it can be findings, but it must be put under the resolutions of this committee. The committee resolved that 1, 2, 3 must be done, especially that bullet point number 2, the commission needs to look into the bank charges. It was a resolution from this committee. So also the following that findings there, I think it must be part of resolutions. It was a resolution of this committee. Some of them.
Okay, thanks, Ma'am Lai. I guess there are notings and there are also resolutions. So even within your notings, Ariko, I understand findings to be as a result of an investigation which might result from an oversight visit or any other, you know, or maybe public hearings or so. But in a meeting, I guess we're noting where there's presentation and all that. Either we're noting or we're discussing or whatever. But I think these are notes, because as you can see, you're also noting. The committee noted the following, 1, 2, 3, and thereafter resolved, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, yeah. So let's look at the content of those notings and resolutions. Do we agree with on page 4? He will deal with the correct placement or placing of some of them. But in terms of the context, are we satisfied or we're not sure? But I'll pass under the pretext that you agree. Page 5. Which point number 2? Yeah, you must look at them and check the resolutions here, because when I look at that one, it looks like a resolution more than a noting. When I look at most of these bullets, they are of a resolution. Some parts are of a resolution nature. Okay, page 5. Am I so cruel? I don't thank members for the attendance. Ariko. I'm very horrible, Chairperson doesn't thank members. Okay. Thank you. Any mover? I'm looking for a mover and a seconder. A red line. I move for the adoption.
Thank you. Seconded
by member. By member Manamela?
Yes.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Manamela. next one, Ariko.
The next set of minutes is that of Thursday, 11 March, 2010, Chair.
Thank you. Thursday, 11 March, minutes, page 1. I've noticed, Ariko, you put the agenda. Is it the agenda or is the subject for the day? There's one issue on the agenda. I agree. I'm not sure what. I'm just asking. Maybe is that the preference in minute writing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can we consider page 1 of this minute? Page 1. Is it correct to say the CEO noted SAMAF was established? Is it correct English? Can people who understand English better guide us, please? Some of us is the fifth language. Yes, Comrade Tele.
Thank you, Comrade Che. Comrade Che, I think the heading is briefing by SAMAF. And thereafter, I think you can also make it a bullet point that because it was the briefing of by the CEO, SAMAF was established that time, not the CEO noted. That part doesn't fit there. Because the heading already mentioned that this is a briefing by the CEO. And also all this, the sentences which start with the CEO indicated. Now all those must be taken out and placed under bullet points under the briefing by the CEO.
Okay. Thank you. Are we in agreement that you should do that? Because I think the same pattern, you know, you followed the same pattern you used in the previous one. The previous briefing, that you know, you put everything that was presented as per the presentation. I don't know whether we want it to be put again in a bullet form. You started with a summary. It's just my worries, the noted. Because it can be noted, it would be indicating that the CEO briefed the meeting. It's either you say indicated that SAMAF was established or, you know, informed the meeting, you know, indicated, informed, whatever thing that you can use, I think will be appropriate. Page 2. Ma'am Lai?
Thank you, Chair. On page 2, under discussion, the secretary is referring to workers. I think that is not the appropriate word. Page 2, under discussion, the first bullet point. Yeah, that is not appropriate word to use for whoever you refer to. To just make it clear of which are the persons that they are referring to there. Yeah. Not workers. It's not appropriate.
Is it officially that hawkers cannot be used? Can we find that out? So that we are all at one. If they are called survivalists, they are not called hawkers. I think we need to educate each other. I'm not too sure of that myself. But member is, refers to them as hawkers. Member line says it's wrong. I think this might be educative, you know. It's important that maybe if it's something that is not allowed to educate us. Okay. She's still going to come back to us because she has an advantage of being in another committee also. I think that's an advantage because you get more educated. It is an advantage, yes. It is an advantage. Because you're learning from all sides. Thank you. Are we satisfied with page 2? You see, now you're referring to discussions. I recall the issue of consistency is very important. Yeah. page 3. Can I refer, if there's in the absence of any, to bullet 5. The CEO acknowledged that some of do not have a mechanism of how to measure the quality of growth of the beneficiaries. Is that a tool that they do not have? Is it correct? Is that what they said?
There is no tool or mechanism to measure the quality.
They said there's no tool to measure. No? Okay.
I think
on that same sentence, that 61,000 must be before beneficiaries.
No.
Of the growth of the 61,000 there. Yeah.
Okay, resolutions are we satisfied? Okay, are we satisfied on page 3? Page 4?
I was saying that this the correction we made from the beginning of until the that it has to be consequential. Thank you.
Any mover?
We move.
With amendments, sir? Who moves and who seconds?
Motandi.
I move.
Okay. Then second, thank you. The minutes of the 19th. We need to release the member Manamela here, who's got another engagement, very important engagement. But he is querying the issue around him being absent on the 23rd and 24th of March. Says he did send apologies to his secretary did send apologies to that. And if he's just absent and not under apologies. I've seen that you don't have a provision for apologies. And there must be. Because absence, it means you did not even send an apology. It's important that you have that provision in the minutes. so that there are people who are absent, completely absent, who disregard meetings, and there are those who do apologize because they have other commitments, and it's allowed in any meeting. Thank you. I guess that will be checked, Mr. Manamela, and it will be corrected. Yeah, thanks. Dr. Huang?
Chairperson, I think 19 I make my apology, not abstained.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think that must be checked against all other members so that we don't become unfair to them, all of them. Must be checked and corrected. That's why I was saying you must bring the... You must attach the attendance register because there at least there's the provision for apologies and absence. Thank you very much. We now have the minutes of the 19th of March. I require, I think, also the inconsistency, because somewhere you mention absent Mr. Hreleng, somewhere it doesn't appear. I think there must be some consistency so that we know exactly what, you know, what type do you follow, minute writing do you follow.
I think what happens in this case is where Mr. Hreleng, for example, sends
an apology. Okay.
That will not be attending, that's why it will be
a... Okay. But you must then put him under category of absent if he hasn't apologized, so that you can keep track of members. Yeah. Okay. You're not appearing completely. Yeah, I think you must correct that there. Yeah, I guess, you know, let's look at that. The between the two offices of the WIP's apologies and the apologies to the WIP, and was it in writing?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you check on those things if they were forwarded to you, Ariko, liaise with the WIP? Because really it's difficult to remember all these things,
yeah.
Especially for us politicians. That's why we rely on you. A lot as our secretary. Okay, let's agree that issues relating to attendance will be dealt with in that fashion so that we don't raise them going forward. Page one, Member Sotesi.
At the bottom, under briefing by Kula. The first line should be Kula was established and derived its mandate from blah, blah, blah.
Just its mandate is derived from it and derives its mandate. Did you hear that? Okay. Thank you. Page two. Page three. Page four.
Bullet number one, Kula is structured. S class is RFT, is it not DFI? Terms and RFT should be DFI on a Kula capitalization.
RFT is or RFI?
RFI. Not DFI. Which is RFI?
Are this not intermediaries?
That's correct. Retail, financial,
huh? Retail, financial, intermediaries.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Page 3. Yes, ma'am, so Jesse.
Section B, consideration, the first line. The chairperson indicated that since members don't receive the report during the morning of the meeting, if we can remove that and say another meeting will be scheduled for 23rd of March.
Within the morning or on the morning?
It's in the morning, I think.
In the morning of the meeting.
Another meeting will be scheduled.
Another meeting should be scheduled. Yeah. Page 4. I think on page 4, I recall on the adjournment, you should. Really, there's that consistency. I know for the fact that I thank members before adjourning the meeting. Very important that you put that. And also the earlier decision to separate the adjournment time and the following meeting date. Thank you. Any adoption of the minutes? Any mover and seconder? Dr. Wang moves. Ma'am, so this second, thank you.
Dr. Wang cannot move because he was not part of the meeting. He was absent.
That's a very valid point. Can we get it the other way around? Can we get another member to move?
Let me substitute Dr. Wang. In that regard, thanks for the chat.
Thank you, Mabasa.
The next minutes is that of Tuesday, 23 March, 2010, Chair.
Thank you, Ariko. The meeting of the 23rd of March, first page. What's wrong?
I can't believe that there's a point that happened in that meeting. It was very short. Okay.
Page 1. Okay. Page 2. Were there no issues discussed? Because I remember the way issues. Okay. Can we take it back? Refer it back for inputting of issues? Thank you. The next set of minutes?
The next set of minutes is set of Wednesday, 24 March, 2010, Jefferson.
Thank you. Recorded 24th of March, minutes, page 1. Is Mr. Mir executive, a divisional executive?
Yes.
On what?
What is it? Retail something. Retail sector or something.
Yes, you must put that. Okay. Because if you say divisional executive, just like that, there are many divisions within.
Well, on the attendance, you just put in divisional executive. On the guest attendance.
I think you must just for to remind members, because we don't know what he's doing. Even for others who didn't know. Okay. Page 2. The same principle on attendance remains, ne? Page 2, Mem Sotetsi.
Okay, I'm not sure of my understanding of the sentence here. To say where that is, sorry, under deliberations, bullet 2. If we can assist, it seems we have to rework the sentence.
According to Mr.
Mayor, the LDC takes more forward-looking view where it is LDC longer to assess the application, where they do full projections of the company. Can you help?
I think himself, he doesn't understand it himself. Do you understand it?
It relates to the funding issue of big corporates or small and medium enterprises, where they take longer.
Is it around turnaround time?
Yes.
Funding,
yes.
On funding.
Yes, on funding. Yes.
Yeah, put it like that, Ariko. Process turnaround time for processing application.
Yeah.
Applications for big corporates and SMEs. Is that fine, ma'am? So this still on page 2. Page 3. Are you still on page 2? Page 3, Mem Sotetsi.
Page 3, 1, 2, 3. The fourth bullet on the turnaround time of application. I think the same as the one that we've just corrected. If we can maybe do away with that one and remain with this one. I think it's more clear. It's like it says the same thing.
Okay, Mem Line, can you say, can you elaborate on your no?
I think the bullet point 2 must be part of the one Comrade Society is referring to. Because the one is talking about the usual turnaround time, and this one is specifically talking about the SMMPs. And the challenge thereof.
Is this one around SMMEs?
The first one, the second one,
and the generation page 2. Now it says big corporates or SMEs, or SMEs. The bullet 2. I think Memsokis is correct. It's the same thing. It's attending to the same thing around the application. Because it says some applications can take as long as a year and some even 2 years. The amount of time it takes depends on the type of investment and the amount of funding requested. So it's explaining both because it depends on the size of the amount requested or applied for. It's just around, it's all over. But I think where perhaps would need further clarification is is around the information. The same where there's information, time can be shorter. Where there's no information, needs follow up. Yes. But if you remember, that's where we asked whether can they have a person so that you don't have people who, you know, attend back from time to time. Can they have someone who's going to help them fill up? Just like what SARS is doing. You know, they don't turn you back, but they help you there and there. I think I remember us asking something like that there, and I can't recall what they said. Do we understand infrastructure? The bullet on infrastructure? Or is it me who doesn't understand? If there's anyone who has a better understanding or who can clarify. Because here he's talking about infrastructure, but then there are triple P. If you're a layperson, you want to understand what this committee was doing, you'll never understand what we're referring to here. Because it's also, you're saying the ICC to have a role to play where there are public-private partnerships which can earn an income and be a standalone viable project. What was that all about? Yes, Dr. Huang, you were part of that meeting, eh? Yes. That's why you are able to understand. But if a person wants to check what this committee was doing and have an understanding, will not be able to do that. You understand, Eric? This is the issue I always have with you in terms of your document. Must make, you know, pretend you are somebody who was never in the meeting. Make even that person not, even if you put it in a bullet form, make that person to understand what was the discussion all about. So it needs more meat if you can put that meat. Page 4, Member Mabasa. Oh.
On page 4, correct chair, on bullet 2, on resolutions, I proposed we say further details on the jewel to be obtained. But, you know, to extend that sentence so that it gives more meaning. And then on the third bullet and the fourth bullet, it is just to introduce the R for the rents on 2 billion as well as on 6.1 billion. Yes, that is. But although, correct chair, the last bullet is just a question whether we understand the sentence or whether we can make it better, where it says a breakdown of approvals during that financial year per province. Shouldn't we have an adjective before approvals? Thanks, correct chair.
Thank you. Ariko, I think you were lazy here, or you were in a rush. I mean, correct minutes and professional minutes would start. If you want to write like this, you would say the committee resolved on the following, and then you would have something like that. The committee requested information on solar and wind projects and their location. It's understandable. Further details. What about further details? Did the committee request further details on Jewel? You just write further details on Jewel. Because there's no, if you wanted this to be a continuation of the committee requested, you'd have just written committee requested information on the following 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You understand? But the way you write them is like you were, you know, in a hurry, and I'm worried that you don't proofread, you don't have someone or yourself editing. If that's because I also, the report on the average time, what average time? What about report on the average time? You see, you must write. Don't be lazy to write. Because this says you're lazy. The committee requested information or, you know, we must understand what is the resolution all about. And the top part there, the committee noted that they were informed that part of 6 billion came from the UIF, but according to the ITC, it is not. We are not gossiping here, we are telling it as it is. You know, the way you are saying it is like you are afraid to say who did what, who said what. No. We are saying as a committee, we're informed by the department that 2 billion, how much was it? 2 billion. Go to your records just to find, to be sure. 2 billion of the 6 billion came from, or UIF contributed 2 billion to the 6 billion, something like that, something that will make sense. But IDC disputed that, but said 1, 2, 3, because it did give us correct information to say that that man, because we wanted this to be clarified. So the IDC did indicate that that money came from where? From its own coffers. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, unfortunately, I was not part of this meeting, but I think for record keeping, can't we go back to our records and check under resolutions bullet point 3 and bullet point 5 whether there were no time frames to this request so that it can make it just easier to follow it up. Till today, Dave, I didn't receive such information. Thank you. Under resolutions. Bullet point 3, the committee requested clarity on the what, balance sheets and all those things. Wasn't there a time frame? Thank you.
I'm not sure. We depend on the cassette for verbatim information, Areco. You're the one who has access to that, so it's important that you write accurately. If there were any time frames given, you should deal with that. But the information that we needed is the verification of the 2 billion, yes, it's 2 billion from the UIF. So that we ascertain the truth from either the department or the IDC. Can you correct the rest? Thank you. Any mover? And seconder? Those who are present, of course. Can we get a mover and a seconder of the minutes? for the approval of the minutes?
I move for
the question. Mem Sotesi moves. 2 seconds. Dr. Huang, you were part of this meeting. Thank you. This then brings us to the end of the agenda. May I take this opportunity to thank members? And I hope you'll record that, Arako. Thank members for attendance and your participation. And remember that we'll be meeting on Friday, wherein we're going to be considering adopting our strategic plan document together with a program of action. We want to start early so that members can be released early. I was hoping that at least the latest should be 12, but I had planned for 11. If we can start at 8:30 to, or even 8 if members so wish. You must remember that will be our last day, because we want to start with the new program, distribute it. So that when we commence, when the recess or when Parliament resumes in July, we are ready with everything. Remember, part of the resolutions was to take an overseas trip before the elections commence, so that we are able to benchmark, you know, what's happening in South Africa, especially in terms of the EDD. While it's still at its infancy stages. But if there's anything that we can contribute to them, we do so while it's still early, while they're still shaping themselves. So for us to be able to do that, we have to really have a program of action and make necessary applications on time so that we can then get approval and be able to move. And there are oversight visits, there are joint meetings that we have resolved on. That program needs to be actioned, and unless we approve, because we finally, after battling with the strategy plan document to make it professional, we finally have made it now, and we hope the committee will also approve of that or make changes where possible. That document is still going to be circulated? The latest today?
Yeah.
Yes. That will be circulated to members. Please go through it, make changes, because this is your document. At the end of the day, it's your legacy. It's not the chairperson and the secretary's legacy. It's your own legacy, too, because these are the things that you've approved. So let's do so. Let's read and prepare for that Friday workshop meeting, because we're workshopping on that program. And I don't know whether on time, starting time, what time to agree on, so that we can confirm and start circulating or informing other members who are not part of this meeting now. Do you agree on 8:30?
Half past eight
on Friday morning. So thank you very much, colleagues. The meeting stands adjourned until Friday at 8:00. Is there no lunch?
No, sir.
Why?